With Christmas Day fast approaching, Santa and his reindeer are making their final preparations to visit all well-behaved boys and girls. And while we're sure Dasher, Dancer, Donner, and Blitzen have been well-fed before their long journey, the same can't be said about their free-roaming cousins. Wild reindeer, known as caribou in North America, were historically found throughout the forests of the lower 48. But now, only a single population remains in the United States in the Selkirk Mountains of Washington, Idaho, and Montana. Ray Entz, director of wildlife and terrestrial resources with the Kalispell Indian Tribe, says the decline of the mountain caribou is largely due to human actions.
Habitat degradation, starting with logging way back, and then a myriad of other issues, you know, road development and winter recreation, forested habitat when they were clear cut turned into really good moose habitat, and so moose populations increased, and with moose populations increasing, various types of predators have increased.
Recognizing the plight of the mountain caribou, the Fish and Wildlife Service listed all populations within the contiguous U.S. as endangered in 1983. But recovery of these populations has stalled, and drastic efforts are being undertaken to ensure caribou return to the Northwest in the future.
So there's two left in the population that we know of. And those two, along with the remaining four, I believe, from the population north of Montana, are all going to go to the captive rearing program. Goal is to have a healthy, sustainable South Mountain caribou herd that can fully occupy its previous range.
Entz and his colleagues are working hard to recover populations so that on future Christmas days, the caribou pulling Santa's sleigh won't be the only reindeer visiting the lower 48. I'm Niall Clancy, and this is Utah Public Radio.